Essayist Tim Brooks recently accepted an assignment to write a travel article about Guatemala. There was only one problem. He doesn't speak Spanish.
Spanish is not one of my languages. French, oui. German, ein bisschen. Latin, damn straight. Spanish, no. I've been a bit uneasy about visiting countries where I don't speak the language ever since 1989 when I was in communist Czechoslovakia. Around midnight, my train pulled into a station. A loudspeaker made a long announcement, and I realized I had no idea whether it was saying, "The train standing at Platform 1 is for Hradec, Svitavy, and all stations to Vyshkov," or possibly, "The rear portion of this train will now be uncoupled and pushed off a cliff." My local bookstore had two whole shelves of Spanish dictionaries and phrasebooks, none of which was called Spanish for Travel Writers. Half of them were already out of date during the Hoover administration. In one, the entire section on Spanish for the business traveler consisted of six lines, such as, "I am a traveling salesman," and "Am I able to manufacture this product in your country?" At the other end of the shelf was a very different group of books that took the reader's needs to the opposite extreme, with titles like Streetwise Spanish and Spanish for Homies. But I knew that if I tried any of these phrases in Guatemala, within 30 seconds someone would be uncoupling my rear portion and pushing it over a cliff. In the end, I bought one of each kind of book and managed to leave them both in Vermont. I needn't have worried. Everyone in Guatemala was very helpful. And thanks to them, I am now able to offer future travel writers this brief but helpful phrasebook. More coffee, please. I've got to write 1,000 words by lunchtime.
Más café, por favor. Tengo que redactar 1,000 palabras antes del almuerzo.
Can I have a receipt? My editor won't reimburse me without one. El editor
me reembolsa los gastos sin recibos.
Can you direct me to a local restaurant, moderately priced but full of atmosphere, that no other travel writer knows about?
Ah, y que no sea frecuentado por escritores.
Does anyone here know how to work a digital
camera? ¿Alguien aquí sabe cómo manejar una cámara digital?
Do we have to fly in an airplane this small?
¿Tenemos que volar en un avión pequeñito?
Please slow down.
Despacio,
I am older
favor.
Than I look.
Soy mayor de lo que aparento y me pongo muy nervioso.
When you say the volcano is active, does that mean we have a chance of being incinerated?
¿Quieres decir que existe la posibilidad de morir incinerados?
I have very much enjoyed my visit to your country.
He disfrutado muchísimo.
Can you now please put me on the plane home
and
stick a large drink in my right hand?
Pero una bebida grande en mi mano derecha sería fenomenal.
Tim Brooks is the director of the writing program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont.
Tim Brooks es el director del programa de escritura en la Universidad de Champlain en Burlington, Vermont.